Sci-fi. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns audio-produced podcast. One believer, one skeptic, and one guest. Go to our Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We get two bonus episodes a week. Become a friend of Chalkwan and buy us a beer. That's fun. You get secret messages from Chalkwan every once in a while. That's a new secret that I'm letting out of the bag. It doesn't ever happen. I got to get back on that. If you have a review, leave it on Apple Podcasts. A 5-star review, we'll read it on the air. I'm not checking because my hand's in a cast and I seriously can't do anything, man. It's so hard. This sucks. I have 6 weeks of this shit. I just finished a feature. I already want to change it and I can't type. Whatever. Willie,
does Siri do final draft? Siri, that's changed.
Yeah.
Control.
Yeah, I
C.
guess I could kind of dictate it or something, but the formatting would be all fucked up. Anyway, let's welcome over to the SSRLSF, our good friend. It's comedian and writer Mike Holmes.
Hey, everybody.
What's going on, Mike? Thanks for being here, dude.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate being here.
This your first time?
Yes, this is my first time on, so thank you for that.
Those Meltdown posters behind you, did you perform on those ones?
No, I bought them off of Jonah. He had.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. I did.
I have that one on the right behind you with the little kid getting out of the pool. I was there for that.
Nice. I'm on these ones. This is my Meltdown wall.
Nice, dude.
How many did you do?
So nice.
Four of them. I did four of them.
All right.
Run.
Did you make it onto the TV show?
No, I didn't. I didn't get that far.
Just... Yeah, I got kicked out of the audience.
Well, that's something, you know.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it's a feather in my cap for sure.
Right. Made an impact.
I didn't ask you. Do you have a podcast or anything you're promoting?
Yeah, I run a comedy show in Eagle Rock every month called Carport Comedy. That's a really great show. I would definitely be promoting that. Follow us on Instagram, Carport Comedy Jam. And it's a fantastic show. We do it in my buddy's backyard in Eagle Rock. And I make cheeseburgers. You guys should come.
Yeah, dude, I'm in.
Yeah. I didn't know you ran that. I've seen photos and video of that. I didn't know you ran it.
Fucking rad. Yeah, I just saw the Chris Fairbanks. Yeah. Oh, shit, man. I'm behind.
Yeah, we had Fairbanks last month. It's super fun. My wife makes hamburger buns from scratch.
Really?
Whoa.
We grind our own meat. Like, it's great.
Okay. All right. What is that, so monthly?
It's monthly, yeah. So the next show is September 25th, 6 in Eagle Rock.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, and that's going on. I just shot a fun thing today that I'm excited about. I'm doing like an Andy Rooney parody character called Angry Roomy. And it's just Andy Rooney mad about stuff in 2021.
I did an Andy Rooney character one time.
Really? I'm sure that's awesome. I figured I wasn't like breaking ground here with my new Rooney.
Well, I mean, should we have a conversation as Andy Rooney?
Yes, that's what I was going to suggest.
You know, why not? I mean, you know, I don't need conversations. People don't want to have conversations anymore.
Everyone's looking at their phone all the time.
Whatever, you know, whatever happened to going out for a cup of coffee?
I was at the diner the other day getting a cup of coffee, and all the couples around me were staring at their phones.
I sent myself a dick pic.
Right. Yeah, he's pretty.
It's pretty easy to write.
Yeah.
it's fun to shoot because it's easy to write.
So you are a comedian. Are you into conspiracy theories at all?
You know, not... You know, I mean, no.
Yeah, you're kind of breaking into it there.
Who's going to do Rooney as on the podcast? Here's the thing about conspiracy theories. It used to require a president to get his head shot off. I don't know. Not as much as I probably used to when I was 20 and smoking pot all the time.
Yeah.
I've kind of become a little more skeptical, but I don't know. There's some. There's something I'll fall for.
Or, yeah. All right. Well,
I don't know if that's the word.
We do a thing called the WOW scale. It stands for Wade or Willie. It's judged on a spectrum from 0 to 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to get Wade on the WOW scale?
Yeah.
WOW scale.
Are you a Wade or are you a Willie?
Okay, first question, three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes.
So all of the above?
Yes.
Do you think they're here now?
Yes.
Which is your alien of choice? You like the skateboard alien, or you go reptilian?
Lately, I'm going like small. I don't know if it's because I watched that like that footage they released of the aliens that they were chasing.
Yeah, the Tic Tacs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Tic Tacs, and they were like going down in the water and stuff like that. I also like the theory that they're more in the water than they are up in the air.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look at our planet. So much water. Like,
right,
are you gonna float around trees?
Right. Right. When we're out there.
Well, does that mean that they could just be aquatic and earthlings, or do you think they're from another planet and they just live in the water?
I think the latter. They're from another planet. They live in the water. I think they're well aware of us. They may have had to do with our,
like technological advances.
Yeah, there's something happened where we like leaped, and I think that maybe aliens had to do with that leap.
All right.
And but I also think they're scared of us probably at this point.
I'm scared of us.
Right. I would be too. Like, I don't think we're gonna get attacked by aliens.
Yeah, we're territorial. We like develop nuclear weapons. Nukes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The nuclear weapon thing, I was telling my wife about this. I was like, yeah, I think there might actually be aliens, but I think that we are so weaponized that they're probably not gonna come all the way here just to mess, like to fight us. That seems,
yeah.
Because we'll panic and we'll shoot off 300 nukes and everyone will die, including them, probably even the Tic Tacs. Like the Tic Tac can't escape that. Like
the Tic Tac. Just so you know, I think the Tic Tacs are about 30 feet long, so they're actually big. They just call them Tic Tacs. Just saying, I think they're pretty big size.
Okay. Hmm. When did they start appearing? You know.
Well, the first one on record was the Nimitz account, which was like early 2000s, 2004.
All right. Question number two. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, sure.
Where'd you grow up?
Iowa, Waterloo, Iowa.
Okay. Were you religious growing up?
No. I mean, my parents took us to church like when we were like in elementary school, maybe a little bit into junior high school, and then done. And then I've never been as an adult.
Yeah, same.
But, like we live in an apartment where I know for sure at least one person has died. And we have weird things that happen. Doors just kind of go closed. Lights flicker. We have a dog who will just all of a sudden start staring.
Oh, gosh, I don't like that.
Something. It just seems like she's staring at something. Another thing is my dad passed away 2 years ago, and I started wearing this watch that he gave me, or that I inherited from him. And then I stopped wearing the watch after like a week. And for like months after, I would get this like sensation that someone was squeezing me on the wrist. So that was weird and makes me also believe in ghosts. I don't know. Yeah, just weird stuff around. This, like, even just this apartment, I see weird stuff.
And do you think that maybe your watch is just too tight and that's your blood trying to get
through? Yes, totally possible. And I told the same story to my sister, and she was like, you know, maybe you have carpal tunnel syndrome, you know, maybe. But after, like, I guess after I stopped wearing it, it went away. So maybe it was the watch causing, and then I was just conveniently viewing it as if my dad was there with me, you know.
Right.
Maybe is stuff you want to see, believe.
Yeah, sure. So what do you think ghosts are? You think they're dead people?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know what else they would be. Dead energy?
You know,
I mean,
I shouldn't have asked because I don't think they're like clearly
spectral.
All right. Question number three. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
No. And because there would be a carcass at some point. I understand the footprints. I understand that.
Yeah, I think most of the footprints are fake. I agree that there should be one by now, but I still believe in them.
I want to believe. I do. I definitely want to believe. That sounds great. That there's, I wouldn't be like stunned, but I'm probably like 95% no Bigfoot.
Okay.
But there might be like a, you know, maybe some sort of, I don't think it's, I don't know. No, no, there'd be a carcass. I'm going no.
Okay. Question number four. Do you believe in psychics?
No.
No, no, no ESP or any kind of.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe, but what I really don't believe in is okay. My wife really likes this show where this lady does like readings. I can't think of her name.
Is it that Beverly Hills psychic or whatever?
No,
I don't know. I've only heard people reference this Beverly Hills psychic.
Medium, something medium. Long Island Media.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm talking about.
Long Island Media. Yeah. She's
quote unquote legit. The cops mm-hmm. use her.
Oh, I mean, she's got her own show on like TLC or something. You know, people pay.
If it's on TLC, you know it's
legit. Well, yeah.
That's what the L stands for. Totally legit channel.
It's good programming. But yeah, and my wife like really like enjoys it. And like, I get really mad when I watch it because I'm just like, this is a con.
Does she do like the John Edwards cold reading?
Absolutely. Yes. I'm getting someone here. I'm getting.
Yeah.
Like someone here. No, a Steve. Is there a Steve who had a job at a store? And you know, it's just like that stupid shit. Come on.
He misses.
So, like, because it's people like that like skeptical of the whole psychic.
That was the best. I've never seen this lady, but that was the best when John Edwards, he would be like, I'm seeing like a G over here or whatever. And someone's like, me. And he just goes, he forgives you. And then he immediately moves on. And just like, right. Like, you fucker, man. That's so right. Funny, dude.
I'm getting somebody with bad teeth.
Right.
Early 1800s. Does anyone know anyone from... All right, question number five.
Boat traveler.
sorry, question number five. I cut you off there. Are you superstitious?
Yeah, I do superstitious stuff for sure.
Did you play sports? Is it rooted in sports? Were you athletic growing up?
Probably. Yeah, I mean, and watching sports too. Like this past weekend, Iowa played Iowa State, and I didn't want to watch the game because I knew it was
who do you root for?
Iowa.
Okay, cool.
And I didn't want to watch the game because I had to work at 5 o'clock. And I knew if I start watching the game, I was going to get all nervous and start drinking beers. So I was like, I'm not going to turn this game on. I'm just going to fucking go for a walk. And then I checked the score and they were up at halftime. And I was starting to get texts about it. And I was like, well, no, I can't turn it on right now. If I turn it on right now, then I'm going to blow it. Like I'm going to jinx it. They're doing well because I'm not watching.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do that kind of stupid superstitions for sure.
Did they end up upsetting Iowa State or not?
They did win the game. Yeah. Yeah. They won.
Or wait, that's not an upset. I'm thinking of Ohio State. Is Iowa State any good?
Iowa State's number 9. Iowa was number 10. And there was,
Oh, crazy.
And it was at Iowa State too, so it was an upset. But yeah,
what is Iowa State? I can't picture Iowa State at all. What's their colors? What's their mascot?
Well, it's funny because they wore black and white for the game, but their colors are yellow and crimson.
Yeah, that's right. They're weird.
Yellow and crimson. What's their mascot?
Cy the Cyclone.
Oh, they're the Cyclones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Iowa State. Yeah, they're named after a natural disaster. I mean, the Hurricanes have done that. I mean, they're not the only.
I got a root for the Cyclones this week, even though they took my uncle yesterday.
All right. Well, the results are in. You are a 2.
All right.
So you're toeing the line there, but you're a little bit more of a weight.
That sounds about right. I agree with that.
It was really going 5 in the beginning, and then. Just like Monday Night Fantasy Football score came around. All right, Willie, what are we talking about?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, the Dolmen of Guadalparo, known as the Spanish Stonehenge. They just uncovered this Stonehenge in Spain that was underwater. Let's get into the Spanish Stonehenge
the other, the regular Stonehenge, and heck, these ancient civilizations, should we know more about them? Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. I kind of got lost in the...
should we know more? I mean, there's the answer is yes.
Well, you know.
No, we know enough.
I know. Sometimes I re-edit these later after we do the episode, see based on what we talked about. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Trade secret.
You know, I don't want to in my head control where we go. I've got some, this one's a pretty broad, like we could go in different directions. So yeah, in 1926, they noticed this rock formation in the water in Spain. And then, slowly but surely since then, the water area has been receding. And this is I'm going to bastardize this, the Valdecañas Reservoir. And basically in 1963, they actually could see the formations, and now it's just completely dry. And so they're looking at I don't know if you guys saw these.
Wait, so it's not in the ocean? It's in like a freshwater? Is it in like a lake or something?
I don't know if it's freshwater. It could be like a big, it's not an ocean.
The article you sent me says that it was there prior to like World War II or whatever. Little Francisco Franco, who was like, you know, the Mussolini of Spain, they built a dam there. When they built the dam, that flooded that whole area and flooded the monument. So they were aware of the monument prior to the flood.
Well, if you look at it, it's a grouping that is, they say that it could be a more ancient, it could be older than Stonehenge. It doesn't have any of the circles on top. I mean, the stones on top, but it's kind of laid out very similar.
Is it circular like Stonehenge?
Yeah, it's just like Stonehenge.
Multiple circles with, you know, the layout's pretty similar.
They think it had a roof on it, but that, and then it's also because it got submerged by water,
so it got degraded a little bit.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
But you know, right now it's just like a connect the dots picture. You could make anything out of it, right? It doesn't have to be circular. It could be a it could be
a fun house. It could be a corn maze. You don't know.
So this is recent that they just rediscovered it?
Well, the drought. Yeah.
The drought made the reservoir water level sink, thus exposing it.
So they saw it in 26, but you know, it's just like fucking what did, in 1926, the only these fucking stones these old idiots made.
Yeah.
And so
they didn't have podcasts back then, so they weren't as interested.
Yeah, who would talk about it?
Right. And all totally. Like, well, there's nothing else there, so who fucking cares? Like, what is this? I think that we assume a lot of these sites are religious or burial sites or sacrificial sites. You know, we just categorize them all as that, you know?
Yeah.
In the same way that Stonehenge, they say, is a religious site that is also a burial site. And
see, but you say that, I don't know if I've ever heard that. I've heard like a calendar.
Well, no. It is 100%. So that's why I wanted to get into Stonehenge a little bit. Like Stonehenge is definitely a calendar that shows the solstices. So it is an earth around the sun calendar. It has a lunar calendar built into it, which also has like this 18-year moon cycle, which is crazy, but it also has just the day-to-day moon cycle. And then it also has, you know, it's also a sundial. Like it has all these built into it.
So mystery solved? Like, you know what Stonehenge is?
Well,
you did it.
I watched other people do it, but these alignments hold true. So it's like, you know, you get the summer solstice sun rising.
It's like when Indiana Jones put that staff in that thing, and then and then the sun showed him where to dig or whatever.
Bad dates.
That thing was built 5,000 years ago, according to historians.
What, regular Stonehenge?
Yeah. So this one they think was built. They think this one was built 2,000 to 3,000 years BC. So also 5,000 to 6,000 years ago is what they're saying. It could be 4,000 to 6,000 years ago. So it could be older. Radiocarbon dating doesn't work too well with stone. It can be really inaccurate.
Well, that's the thing with Stonehenge. It's weird because those stones aren't around there, right? So the big thing is, like, how did they get these stones here? Is this one similar like that, or are these stones just kind of everywhere?
Well, there's definitely rocks everywhere, but I don't really know much about. There isn't much out there about this because they're just like the article is basically like, hey, this is here. It's very similar to the other Stonehenge, and
check it out.
They don't know anything about the people that live there, and so I just want to bring up that, like, you can't really carbon date a stone. So the way that they kind of have the age of Stonehenge is they've carbon dated some of the antlers around there that they used to dig in that area. And it just, what frustrates me about that, and listen, I'm an idiot. I'm going to put that out there. I say this all the fucking time. I'm a fucking idiot. But I personally think that what they're dating are people that lived there that used those antlers, but those stones could be tens of thousands of years older. The way that it was built, you know, when you
really, let me ask you this. Why do you always want everything to be older than it is?
Well, I don't want it to be.
Hey, you do. You're always like, it's probably older. I just don't know why.
Well, okay. Like specifically with these megalithic sites, I'm going to go straight to the Sphinx. The weathered erosion around the Sphinx could not have happened after they built the Sphinx. This was way older. And even on the Sphinx itself. And sure, so,
but why do you want it to be older?
Well, it's just that we got it wrong. And so here we are carbon dating these antlers that has nothing to do with, there's just the people that inhabited it then. So here's the, what I think ultimately what I'm always getting at is, if there was a more ancient civilization that had the technology or know-how to build these Stonehenges, whether it be the English one, the Spanish one, there's a few in Africa, which to me says, how come everybody's building the same things around the world? Were they more connected? The first written language that we have on record was the Sumerians about 5,000 to 6,000 years ago.
Wait, has anyone ever theorized that it's the landing pattern of a UFO?
Yeah, I want to get into UFOs just because it's a great conversation.
Yeah, that's where I want to, like, why do you think these people are doing this?
And so my thing is,
like, why are they dedicating? They're probably dedicating their lives to these things, right?
We don't know anything about the people that built most of these structures. I think what we have are nomadic people that inhabited these things long after they were abandoned.
Oh wait, so are you saying that the same people built these and they just kept migrating?
I think that the world back when these megalithic sites were built were connected.
Sure, I mean, that makes sense. Someone went somewhere and saw something, and then
that their technology, like because we don't,
you guys,
have,
you won't believe what I saw. Right. So they made these stones, but they were in, like, right, a circle. Do you want to do that? And everyone's like, yeah, that sounds
cool. Yeah, it's been, man, 9 years doing that in half our lives.
Get the slaves. Let's get started right now.
Someone quits after 6 years. What are we
doing? Yeah, yeah.
I got 3 years left to live. I'm out of here.
Whoever built these, let's just go straight with Stonehenge. They must have had language. Because how do you build something without being like, smooth, this one hard, this one cut, 90 degree.
Okay.
I think I sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, it's a,
I mean, I guess you got to be that strong to lift those stones. That's how they did it.
What are you doing?
Why?
Wait, catch me up. Yeah, why do we build these circular rock formations? Right. In my day, it was all geometry. It was squares. Right. Call me square if need be.
Call me square, but I like a good 90 degree angle.
But I like it.
Well, okay, so what I'm getting at is if you have a civilization that can build this structure that A and B is aware of these, the cycle of the earth, the solstices, and also the cycle of the moon. And we don't have record of your written language. That doesn't mean you didn't have one. We just don't have record of it. What if they wrote on paper, you know, whatever they made, wood, they wrote on wood. And so they are already ahead of thousands of years later when we got more stupid. Meaning, you know, I know that most civilizations paid attention to where the sun was and the stars and whatnot, but, and the moon too. But to be able to build this, you have to have like a sophisticated language. And it, you know, they basically say this was a burial site. Like, sure, there are bones buried all over the place, but I like the idea that a lot of these sites, a lot of the ancient sites, religious sites or whatever, were built on top of other religious sites. So they'll find pyramids on top of pyramids. They'll find churches on top of churches. I think that those spots are, I say this all the time, you know, like the ley lines of the magnetic field, there's extra energy there and whatnot. So they build it there because the site is special. So the human brain has been the same for the exact same brain for like 200,000 years. But we don't have any real history of humans until they have written language, which is the Sumerians about 5,000 years ago. And most of these sites, I think, were built so much earlier than that, and there's no record of them. And so it's easy to say that we have history wrong. It's easy to just
say. It's just weird. You have this grudge with history when it's like, yeah, we don't have it, man. Like, what do you want us to do about it?
Well, but academia at this point is so, I don't want to say controlled, but like any fringe theory just gets pushed into conspiracy theories, into pseudo history, into like the idea that aliens built the pyramids is just as valid as it was built 20,000 years ago, which is lame. You know, I'm saying like we are ignoring something that could be real. We could have had a more advanced human society that maybe not technologically, but used a different technology, you know? And so we'll get an alien next.
I guess, but like, what, you know, I don't understand that, like, obviously whatever happened. And if we're to believe you, yeah, we all had free energy and everything was great. But then we lost it, you know? And so what are you expecting? Are you expecting researchers to redevelop the technology or what?
I know it's funny. Cause it's like
you just regret the history of humanity. Like we could have been so much more. I could have went varsity if I just would have tried harder.
No, I think that I just think that we're a little closed-minded to the possibilities of, and I don't mean, I'm not talking aliens. I'm just talking just natural technology. If it is any sort of regret, it's like, it's too bad that we have lost something that might be easier than academia, like working with gravity and using sound to manipulate stones, whether it be to liquefy them or to move them by levitation. That's like that, you know, and this is all crazy shit, but I think that these things are possible. And like,
have you guys ever talked about the Coral Castle in Florida?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we did an episode on it, but we've talked about it.
No,
yeah,
did for sure, because that has to do with like he had ice cream cones that would like levitate giant stones or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about moving stones. Like I actually went there when Iowa played in the Orange Bowl.
Awesome.
My dad and I went there, and it's crazy. It's awesome. Like there's giant coral doors that you can push with your fingers like that.
And really? He didn't want to share the technology like 2 tons because he wanted to get paid.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't share it, but it's weird place. It's so cool. So yeah, I mean, there's definitely something with that. I mean, that
and so that's the thing, is that like it's really, it's not that I am trying to glorify or nostalgically treat, romanticize a past that I'm unaware of. It's just that what I'm doing is demonizing corporations that have, and even the way that we learn things, you know, like let's say we had a cataclysmic event right now that happened. And
God willing, oh, what a dream.
Like most people can't build a sky rise, and we may be so removed. Let's say all technology went away, like from a solar flare or something, right? Like, when could we build a skyscraper again? It might be so long for us to redo technology that like we just get stupid again.
I know you're just using that as an example, but fuck skyscrapers.
I also think it's a generational problem too. I think more people in our parents' generations knew how to build skyscrapers than people are. And even less people in the next generation. Like,
we want is avocado toast.
Right. Like no one's a structural engineer anymore.
In the same vein, like
maybe build a tent. Maybe
like 300 years
with
from
the
now,
instruction manual.
Right.
Let's say they find
a YouTube video.
Like the Hoover Dam, and like how did they cut this one stone out? This must have the technology, and it's like, no, it's cement.
I mean, how the fuck did they build the Hoover Dam? That shit is crazy.
It's pipes and cement. That's it.
How did they stop all that water initially?
They diverted it into different,
they're called culver dams.
See? We know more than we know.
Well, some of us watch the History Channel.
But I can't
still
make
cry
one.
If they put me on the job site. But
yeah, I can't make one. And there's people buried in the cement that died.
There's that. Oh, that's just Jimmy like Hoffa. You know, it's like rebar. You know, it's the same thing.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're talking to Mike Holmes about Stonehenge, ancient technology, and let's get into some fucking, you know, let's bring the
aliens. Yeah.
Yeah, let's get into the aliens. All right, we'll be back.
Really Bad Movies, in association with Craig's Fine Grocery Stores, presents A Normal Family.
Billy, catch the ball. Billy, catch it. I'm going to throw it. Billy.
A possessed knife.
Hey, Billy, where'd you get that?
Why?
Well, because Mom wanted to cut some ham that she just cooked, and she doesn't have a knife. She's looking for one. Bring that to Mom.
This knife turns anyone that touches it into a cold-blooded killer.
Mom? What's wrong? The ham's over there. Mom? Mom? Mom?
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath. You don't need to see the other three to enjoy the thrills. And the kills. And the chills.
I wish Mommy didn't kill Billy. He was cool.
The knife. It has me. It has control of me.
What are you talking about, Greg? What are you doing?
Greg, put that thing down, man. That's a serious weapon. Greg!
Everyone killed everyone. Everyone did it. I don't get it. Wait. Maybe I do.
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We are talking to comedian writer Mike Holmes about this new Stonehenge they found, and then, you know, more generally, just ancient technology. Willie, what does this have to do with aliens?
Well, ever since Eric von Daniken made Chariots of the Gods and you know, of course, Ancient Aliens going on forever, And people not understanding or claiming that we can't make any of these megalithic sites anymore today. You know, we build a hotel in Vegas and it starts to sink, and we got to pump it back. You know, like we can't even build on the land that we, anyways. So the idea has been put forth along with the idea that we've had the same brains for like 200,000 years. Why did we jump so hard at one time where everyone was stupid. They were all nomadic hunter-gatherers that didn't have writing or language. And all of a sudden,
we're getting to that point now, aren't we? Like, isn't the answer that maybe they got too big for their britches and the world shot back and was like, nah, fuck off?
Well, I mean, that's what I believe. But a lot of people are throwing the idea out there that the technology jumped so hard that this must be aliens. And so one idea is that pyramid sites and Stonehenge sites, both Stonehenges could be portals to for aliens to visit and or send resources. You know, Stargates that we've been. Of course, you know, there's the idea that we've been collecting gold for them, but this is one of the ways of how to transfer it. And that, you know, if we figure out the technology, we can open the Stargate back up. So, like, what do you guys think of aliens having to do with any of this building?
I guess I have higher aspirations for what the Stargate's going to look like than than the Spanish Stonehenge.
What did you think of the Stargate?
Maybe Stonehenge. Stonehenge is pretty dope, but Spanish Stonehenge, like, that might get you to the moon. It's about as far as you're going through that.
Looks like a broken teeth.
Right. You just end up in New Jersey.
When you look at old sites that have weathered away, like, you basically just see the foundation line, you know? Like some people have proposed that not only did this thing have, you know, there were, like Stonehenge, there was stones, but then there was a top, but that there was actually structures on top of that too, that weathered away. Maybe they weren't built out of stones. You know, there's this wooden Stonehenge idea. Not that that has anything to do with technology of a Stargate, but.
I'm going to go ahead and put my money on, if there was an alien Stargate, the technology would be so good that it would still be here. And I don't know if, you know, I don't know if we're connecting with galaxies through stones.
But what if, so to me, one idea could be the magnetic field could be the energy, and you don't actually need, like, you know, to ride a wave, you don't need any technology. You just got to know where to jump on. And so what if you're riding the wave of electricity? And so you just need, like, a seat. And so the center of the circle, you just sit there, and they just happen to build a structure around it. But actually, this wave at this certain time. And so all of these star charts aren't to be like, hey, winter's going to be tough again, we should pray. Is like, no. When this specific alignment happens, the energy from this electromagnetic wave connects to this other planet that we have or this other star system that we have a binary system to, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, like, could be something that we can't even see. And it happens once every a millennia.
Okay.
Well, listen, if it happens once a millennia, why would you build it in the first place? Because no one's going to know what the fuck you're talking about. That's like us with cell phones.
We passed this secret down for two.
Well, yeah, and they have no time, and we die every 50 years, according to.
Well, Canton. So wait, when you brought up aliens, I thought you just meant that they helped create this thing, not that it was like a interplanetary, you know, traveling device. I mean,
but here's the thing. If they helped build it, why would they help us build it? It would have to be for their game.
If they helped build it, why would they come? And so Diamond of Dreams.
Maybe it's art, you know. Why do these aliens have to be as capitalist as we are? You know, like, what?
That's kind of where I'm at. I'm like, maybe they were just bored as fuck.
You know, we do. We get elephants to paint paintings, and then we auction them off for charity. It's like, that's what they're doing to us. Like, hey, make a circle.
It's like the NFT. They just take a picture of it, and they're like, this is the only picture of this thing. Look at these idiot humans. They made this.
Well, I have this idea that I've always thought about this in the first script ever, whatever. Whole civilizations have disappeared in the
past. Now, come on, please tell us about the first script that you ever wrote.
Well, and I never wrote it. I just have the idea. And the idea is that, there's these technologies that we don't know about that they used to
have. That's why you're working at the talk, man. You never fucking wrote that script.
I know, because it's all everything I ever talk about. When you have ancient civilizations just disappear, everyone just assumes it was a flood or some natural event, but they also don't have the bodies of that whole civilization. So they must have gone somewhere. And so
what about decay?
I mean, are they looking for the bodies?
Well, yeah. like let's say that there's, I mean, like, look at,
maybe they were burning. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they were wearing them like necklaces, man.
But if they burned, there would be evidence of everyone. There would be evidence of burning on the
leftover. Skeletons don't last forever.
That's a great song.
It's about my latest breakup.
Skeletons don't last forever.
But when a whole civilization disappears...
We're talking like hundreds and thousands of years. What?
Yeah, right. That's a long time.
How would we have any remnants of that?
Well, I didn't come up with the fact that they disappeared. No. I'm like,
well, did they disappear? Or did they just die?
No. I'm talking like the Mayans disappeared. Here we have, they built pyramids. They were very technologically advanced. They just disappeared. They don't know what happened. There's no official story as to what happened. They say that they might have died from famine, but they can't support it because everyone just died and there's no trace of them at all. But there's
maybe they just moved to California to live their dream, man.
But if they did, they would find a civilization that smart somewhere else that popped up.
Yeah, I was always, they died from famine conquering
Europe. But you're talking, they built houses into mountains. They probably engineered new ways to make houses that didn't survive all of the.
I'm saying
why do you keep saying that? Do you think you're on trial here? I don't know.
Right. I'm saying I don't have the answer because I don't know.
Well, we're just conversating.
Well, but there've been a few like really intelligent civilizations that just disappeared. And so there's a story out there like, it was probably famine, but they can't support it. So to me, one idea is, what if they built the Stargate and they all went to another planet?
God,
that's one. But also, if aliens ever did help build anything, I would assume, and I hate to project, this capitalistic view, but it's like, let's put something out there. If they can figure it out, then they can join the galactic workforce. You know,
let's just talk logically about the idea of a Stargate and civilizations. The entirety of a civilization goes, hey, let's fucking get out of here. Let's go to some other fucking thing. We have no idea what's there. Let's go there. Everyone's on board? Yep. Let's go. Like, that would never happen, right? Like,
but that, I think the conversation would be, hey, Armageddon is about the asteroid from the movie, or Armageddon is about to hit Earth. If we don't leave, we're going to die with the dinosaurs. So we have 20 years to figure out how to build something to go somewhere else. And so, like, I think that there's a chance that humans were on Mars and came here from there. That, like, the climate change.
I don't really have a problem with that.
So you think that the humans realized that they, and the humans built the Stargate with human technology?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so,
Wait, you do? I thought you were saying that the aliens.
Well, right. In most of my stories, the aliens are actually just humans. But I didn't get there yet. I didn't say that yet. But I'm like I think that the humanoid form is what.
Okay, wait, hang on, because I already know what you're gonna say. So, but like to build a Stargate, you would need another Stargate to go to, right? So, like, wouldn't you have to have already established that on the other side, or is that not? This is all theoretical. Would you not need that? You can build a Stargate that is just going to transport you, and then when you get there, it's just like empty land. And if you want to go back, you go like, well, okay. Do you guys play Minecraft?
I've seen it.
Okay, so in Minecraft, you can build a portal to the Nether, but you don't really know where that portal in the Nether is going to take you. And then you get to the Nether, you can build a portal back, but it might not take you to the same portal that you came from. Is that what you're saying? That it's just like a leap of faith? Like, let's just get the fuck out of here. If we ever want to come back, we'll have to like do some math or something.
I would think that you build one on, let's say we're on Mars, build one there, and then you send a crew out to the other place to build one there, and then you transport everyone after.
Well, but that doesn't make sense already, because how do they get there? If there's not a thing, and then why are they building a thing? Couldn't everyone just go?
Well, I'm, you know. Well, what if the Stargate only, I'm not trying to change this topic. Cause I mean, my answer is I don't know. Maybe spacecrafts are too much technology and you could actually just ride, the electromagnetic field lines easier. I don't know.
Mike, what are you thinking? Where are you at in this conversation?
Well, I mean, I'm a little concerned about the fact that our Stargates are built out of rocks, even though I understand that there may be some sort of power.
Yeah, you want them to look like the fucking... What's yes. Your ideal Stargate?
The one from the movie called Stargate.
But that one was made out of rock, though.
Okay, well, they were nice rocks. And I don't... I don't know the Mars rock situation. But it doesn't, I mean, it looks rocky, but I don't know. I just can't see these things, this system. I don't know. And we wouldn't have figured it out again. That's what I'm like. Another thing is I'm like, okay, yeah,
Well, here, let me just.
I don't understand the leap from stones in a circle to now we're time traveling through the galaxy. Like that's. Kind of a leap for me.
Wait, well, what do you mean? Who's time traveling?
Or whatever these things are that you're talking about, these Stargates.
I got lost. Willie, can you jump
well,
back
in? Okay, so my, this is me going straight to pyramids, but you know, the original pyramids, the inside limestone that they use is very conductive electricity. The old outer casing was like a cable for an electric wire. It was like this didn't conduct electricity at all. And so
I thought it was gold. Was it not gold?
No, the capstone was made out of gold.
Oh, just sorry. I always do that.
And so you know, the idea of how electricity flows can still be applied to stones and you know gold in the same way that like each planet's got its own not elements. What's the more basic? Is it elements? Yeah. And so there are a lot of rocks on Earth that can conduct electricity. And so it's all about the flow of electricity. It doesn't have to be.
Are you just answering why Mike wants it to be more beautiful?
Yeah. That like,
no, like take you that, can, Mike.
You could make it.
Stones can conduct electricity. So what's up now?
You could make a computer out of rocks.
Really? Can you?
I mean, it basically is, you know, like.
I mean, I think it would have to be. It would have to be giant. It would have to be.
Have you seen the sun and moon pyramids in South America that look like a motherboard?
No,
it's a giant computer board.
It's also a coincidence, though.
I think it probably is more of a coincidence, but I'm just like,
because you can build a motherboard however you want. You just have to make the connections correct. I know that because I got a 46% on my on my test that made me drop my major.
And you know, just because it looks like it, because I have this idea. So if you look at this, this is the in Teotihuacan.
Mexico.
It's this ancient city. It resembles a circuit board. You can Teotihuacan.
It also resembles a city. It's just a road with structures.
But yeah. For sure. And it's easy to make. Hey, that looks like this. But you know, this is.
I mean, I think I'm going to go with Wade on that. That you can just, you know.
But the pyramids, yeah. No, for
cities
sure.
Are designed, I mean, computer boards are designed to work like cities. You know, traffic moves in one direction, goes in the other direction. Like,
but they're just walking. You don't need a road to walk in one direction.
All right, whatever. I want to talk more about Stargates or aliens or anything other than the makeup of a motherboard. Because I still think, okay. It's like, according to Willie, it's like, we're living on Mars. We're like, fuck, we fucked up Mars. Let's get the fuck out of here. They build a Stargate to go to Earth. And then they die somehow. And now we're stuck here on Earth and we're killing it. What do you think the possibility is that, like, if you think this technology exists, what is the possibility that, like, someone is looking into it and going, I could transport us to... But that's the thing. We're out of planets, right? So we'd have to go to a different solar system.
Well, I just to throw in what I've thought about before, like, so our sun has a cycle. And if you had a race of entities that would last longer than the sun cycle, you would have to... Move.
Wait, what's the sun cycle?
Well, like
the sun's going to die.
Our sun's going to blow up.
Okay. Yeah.
That it's going to be like to Saturn, and then it's going to get small. So, like, if you knew of that, and you were going to last thousands of years, or you thought that your society would last, then you would have to plan on leaving the planet because it's going to, the temperature's going to change, the climate's going to change.
And so, I don't believe in climate change.
Back in my day, we used to use unleaded gasoline, and we were thankful for it.
So it's really like humanity is going to have to leave Earth.
That's a foregone conclusion, right? But that's my question. Do you think there are people out there going, like, what if we could build a Stargate? Like, do you think there's any scientists out there going, like, magnetic fields? Because this is a prevalent thought, right? I mean, that's why you have seen it online. Like, there are people who think that the pyramids and all the shit, everything that you've been saying, do you think there's a non-crackpot scientist who's going, like, yeah, maybe this is correct and maybe I should look into it and save humanity and we'll just go destroy another planet?
I kind of think no. Currently, I think there might have been some before, but I think that, and I listen, you know, I'm not trying to trash scientists,
because
but I
it feel seems like it seems like witchcraft. But go on.
Exactly that. Like scientists of today are more in line with what should be taught to them than them exploring whatever they think.
Yeah, but there's free thinkers everywhere. You know, just because you got taught something doesn't mean you believe it for the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah. And I agree with that. But honestly, if you are a respected scientist, you can't say this is why the biggest scientists don't question about aliens when they're talking about, hey, the universe is so huge. They don't talk about aliens because you will get ridiculed.
I just wonder if we could like get into contact with Elon Musk or something and go like, hey, let's look into magnetic fields. Can you harness the power of magnetic fields and transport through them? I'm trying not to be like, this is way too like sci-fi, because like, even if you did harness a magnetic field, how does that mean that you could travel with it? You know?
Right. Like what happens to your body? How do you turn into electricity?
Yeah. Do we have to build boats or something with like magnetic
fields? Like, so, I mean, like, sails? Yeah. Like, all right. Like, yeah, you open, I don't know. It's just like, what happens to your body?
I think you build a Faraday cage that you're going to, travel in, and then you put all the electricity on the outside, right? Like,
okay, re-catch us up on what a Faraday cage is.
It's like you build a shield from that energy.
I sleep in a Faraday cage, so it's a little cumbersome.
What was the show that oh gosh, now I can't even think of his name. Okay, who's the mustache guy from Parks and Rec? Nick Offerman. There's a show he was in about where they took all these great minds and got them to try to basically discover time travel. Did you see that show?
No, I don't know about this. No. This is a show? This is a real show?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. They basically built
that a dream that you had?
They build a Faraday cage to work in, and while they try to discover time travel. Anyways, I mean, yeah. And like, fantastically, it's always thought about, but it's an enclosure used to block electromagnetic fields. That's what it is, built by Michael Faraday. But a continuous covering of conductive material, and then the energy can't get into it.
So you're zipping around the universe in this Faraday cage, and I'm wondering, like, if we were to recreate this, we have no coordinates, so we don't know where we're going. We're just like shooting off. They're like, fucking fingers crossed that we wind up on a planet with oxygen.
Right. That's why I'm like, well, within one solar system, I feel like the some of the planets during the evolution of the solar system were probably similar. Like, sure, we've got the rocky jovial planets in the middle, or in the closer to the sun, and then you get the gas giants. You know, that now they are seeing that there were.
That's ours, though. Is it? This is an honest question because I don't know. Is that every solar system? You got the rocky ones, and then the gas giants, and then somewhere in between is the inhabitable areas.
For a long time, they didn't think that there were planets around most stars. Now they're saying that there are Earth-like planets around a lot more stars than, it's just like we just had to have the technology to see it. So it seems like our solar system would be like a cell in a body where, like, yeah, there's a lot of different ones, but there's also a lot of similar ones.
So I'm on board. So like, so what happened is they did all this shit. They bailed. The fucking ice age came and like reset the planet. And now we're going like, all right, we fucked this planet up. We got to do that again. Right?
Yeah.
It really doesn't have anything to do with the sun, though, because you keep talking about the life cycle of the sun.
Oh, I'm just trying to talk about a race of beings that would last a long time, that have seen that, or they knew it's coming, or they've been like, we look it's at history. What if you could get history from nature?
Oh, yeah. Right. Like dogs live 20 years at most.
And we've figured out that suns have a life cycle. You know?
Yeah, but, but you keep going back to the sun thing, but like they bailed on this planet. We're still here. So it couldn't have been about the sun cycle.
No, 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 no. I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right. I mean, like, maybe they're out to explore the. We're mixing up stories because, like, going from Mars to Earth because of. I mean, because Mars was no longer going to be habitable, but then. Being on Earth and then realizing, oh, we could go to other places too. Why not go to?
You think there was a migration from Mars to Earth?
I don't know if I believe that, but I think it's possible. There's pyramids there. There's look like pyramids
allegedly. There? Allegedly.
Yeah, I've never heard about that.
Yeah, well, so yeah, I mean, this is the internet that Willie lives in, where there are pyramids on Mars, and it's a fact. But really what it is satellite images of pyramid-like structures.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I can fall in line with that idea in the same way that we've suppressed UFO stories for so long. It's like, well, we don't want this out there.
It's cynical and defeatist. You know, it's like, we don't have all these great things because the government took it away from us. And so I just don't know.
I don't think that 90% of the government would be in on it or have to know anything about it. It's just
semantics. It's not the government. It's fucking Illuminati or whatever. But like, it's still very cynical and very much like, oh, we would be so much better if we didn't have people who were a higher status than we are. And I feel like that's just
but that's not what mentality. That's not what I think either. I don't think it's elitist in that realm. It's just like, hey, if we spill the beans on this, like we're gonna change the course of human history. Like to reveal that another entity lived on Mars. Let's say they just found an alien. It's like,
well, but wouldn't it be better for human history if we knew all of that stuff?
I think it would right now.
Yeah.
Actually, like, as you know, not to be like sappy or bullshit, but like as divided as we are now, it might actually help if we knew that. Well, like.
So here's
fucking aliens and they're coming to attack.
I don't know if I've ever said this before, but this is what I think.
We wouldn't, but
I mean, we would unite in our hatred for aliens. But what if aliens were here and they're like, you're fucking up, man. Just come with us. It would still be divided. It'd still be, people would be like, no, they're conning us.
Right. Totally.
Yeah. We're doomed. We're doomed.
We are.
Doomed. I just hope that I die before any of this shit goes down.
I think
half of it's already started. So,
what if, and I don't mean to keep bringing them up, but like, what if the Nazis found proof of aliens? And I know you're shaking your head, but let's just say that they did.
If they did, then why did they lose? Go on.
And so they're losing because they're. They didn't have enough time to learn anything from their either reverse engineering or anything.
Go on.
But
they found proof of Wernher von Braun. They almost lost.
Right. And so the idea is that, well, the scientists were all working on stuff and then the war ended because they lost.
I know. But what were you going to say, though?
I mean, I'm still saying it. It's all the same. I didn't change course.
Oh.
And so at this point, there, nobody goes on trial for the Nuremberg trials. We just split up their scientists. And so now we know that the Russians know that there's alien technology out there. So the Cold War is not a race to see who could get to the moon first. It's a race to see who could get the technology on the moon first. And like, once you reveal that that's the race, then it's like, well, wait, why are we racing against the Russians? We should all share, you know, like just saying that, like, if this were a military race to get the technology, I could see how that could be suppressed and that, like, hey, no.
Well, but wait, follow that through, because we got to the moon. Did we win? Did we get it? Did we find the Nazi technology or whatever?
No, I think what you're trying to say maybe is that the race to the moon was a race between the Soviets and the Americans to get there, to get their hands on alien technology that existed on the moon. Is that what you're suggesting?
It's one idea, but also the moon could have been a facade just to get the technology to get into space. So it was like, maybe there wasn't technology on the moon.
Didn't go to the moon.
No. I mean, even if we went to the moon, I'm just saying that, like, that was the race to show everybody. Sure, we went to the moon, but
you believe that?
Yeah. But okay. But I think that they're hiding at least 50% of the stuff that they've seen on the moon, and I think that there are bases on the moon, alien bases.
Wait, because I want to go back, because, like, okay, this started with Nazis somehow. and then it became a race to the moon. I'm not making fun of you. I'm trying to track this.
Yeah.
The Nazis discovered something, that there was technology on the moon. The Soviets and the U.S. became in a race to get the technology that's on the moon. But we did it. We went to the moon. So what happened to the technology? Is that cell phones or?
And how did the Nazis know there was technology there?
You know, when one idea is that when Hitler was going around the world, he was trying to find alien technology, ancient alien technology. And so that whatever that world technology is, they may have found when, you know, when we flew over the North and South poles, that, like, this electromagnetic field creates either a portal into the inner earth or a portal of this concentrated energy that you could use as a stargate. You could use the planet as a stargate, but that old technology they found through alien tech, but wasn't alien. You know, it's just like harnessing electromagnetic energy, but from using alien technology.
So I didn't know, if you fly over one of the poles, what happens?
Well, like if you like take a magnet, drop some metal filings on it, you know, have you done that? Or have you seen, like, take a magnetic field of how the earth works and you get the, is it called a toroid? I don't know, but you've got the South Pole shooting out to the North Pole, all the way around the earth. And so the top North and South Pole points is like every magnetic field line all concentrated. So if there were parallel dimensions, one way to get there would be at this focused energy point of where there's a lot of powerful electromagnetic field lines. So some people think when you see, you know, anybody who's talked to, like for, you know, one parallel might be the Bermuda Triangle, that there's just weird concentrated energy there through, so that people are missing because they've slipped into another dimension. And so figuring out how that works could give you an edge on against your enemy. But then all of a sudden you're like, well, let's just go there. And then it's no longer a race, because you're just like gathering tech and,
okay.
You know what the funniest thing about this show is like Willie will say something and then I'll just repeat exactly what he said, but it sounds like I'm making fun of him because when it comes out of my mouth, it sounds like I'm making fun of it.
Like, yeah, I get it.
But the magnetic thing the magnetic field thing is real. Like, picture an orange and then tie a string to the top of it and a string to the bottom of it, and then just like kind of like bow it out or whatever. And that's what the Earth's magnetic field looks like. This is real.
I understand the magnetic theory. I understand the magnetic field is real. I don't understand how it's somehow connected to interdimensional travel or, you know.
Well, yeah, I know. And so that, like, when it comes
to... I don't understand, like, why isn't that happening, you know, more frequently? Like, if someone like, we flew over the North Pole and now we're in...
But they never... Well, what... The bad thing about conspiracy theories is that rumors spread that, like, oh, that's why it's illegal to fly over the poles. Well, it's not illegal. It's just not practical for anybody, for any flight.
Yeah, you would never
over the pole.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. Well, and also I think like...
Well, to your point,
I would say that like we don't know how to harness it, right? Like it's not just happening. Like you could fly over the North Pole and you could be fine. But that's what we're talking about, right? It's like Stargates. It's like we would have to build a thing that would harness the power that would allow you to like use it. Right?
Yeah, yeah. And so it is closer to talking about sci-fi because we're just kind of making shit up because, you know, there's definitely like energy here that we, you know, like I don't want to. Anything that we do is still so, I would say, archaic in the realm of harnessing electricity. So, like, let's say even hydroelectric power, it's like, well, you got to have a turbine and you got to, like, have a place to store the energy. And it's like, no. The water running itself actually does create energy. And that's, you know, but it's all in this fringe stuff where it's like, you know, you see people using dowsing rods. They're like, oh, I can find underground running water. And to everyone, that's just as bad as tarot. You know, it's like, no, that's not real. You can't, there's no science behind that. And so there are a lot of things that are considered fringe science because you can't, we don't know how to do it, but that doesn't mean it's not real, but it does in today's age, you know, like if dowsing were real, someone can't figure it out. Well, like, you know, like we are batteries. We store energy and we produce energy. And we people still think that we only use 10% of our brain because we hooked electrodes up to it. And it's like, oh, this is the only part that lit up. That's not true at all. You know, we use our whole brain, but the extent of our technology at that time suggested we only use 10% of our brain. So a lot
the
of
10% of the brain thing is just a cliche that Will Smith uses to sell movies.
But until we learn, like parallel dimensions is something that like most people don't know anything about. And the people that do talk about it, like it's like magic. And they could be 100% wrong, but on paper, there's science that can prove it. So it's like,
right. But that's also like me not knowing anything about engineering. It's not my field, man. I just I'm not going to learn about something that doesn't apply to me.
Yeah. But it's not most people's field. So I'm not saying that everyone's.
Well,
stupid.
That's why I was a proponent of, hey, let's talk to Elon Musk and like get some fucking magnetic field research going.
Dude, look at what he's saying now. He's saying crazy stuff.
Well, yeah, he's always saying crazy stuff. He's saying that the price of Bitcoin's going to go down, and then it goes down because he's fucking shorting it.
I know. And I'm saying, though, that, like, gosh, you don't want to talk to him.
No, you don't. He's just the first guy that came to mind. We don't have a Stephen Hawking anymore.
It's a bummer.
Well, let's wrap it up. Willie, you want to do a thesis? Mike, you can comment on Willie's thesis, and then I'll end the show.
Yeah, right. You know, I'm sorry. It's so easy to just come up with shit. I don't know what I believe. I do think that, sadly, archaeologists and historians need to get better at their job because there's enough people that think that aliens built this stuff. I think it's easier to prove them wrong than to just come up with whatever you're coming up with. There was an antler here. So this is how old these stones are. You know, fuck off. My example is the Bible, right? no matter what you think of the Bible, for when it was written, and for like, there probably aren't any white people in the Bible. For the area that the stories were written about, for the time that it was, it's just like, you know, so like, it's easy to be wrong about something. It's that easy to be wrong about shit, man. Nobody in the Bible was white. Look it up.
Oh my God. I don't know how you're going to rebuttal that. That was so concise and thought out.
But my last sentence is just like, well, fuck.
No,
man.
Let me give you the version of it you wanted to say. You want people to be more tuned into history. You want archaeologists to use better means of carbon dating. You want history to never go away. But you know, that's impossible. But so what you're saying is like, and also, I don't know that the Bible ever says any race. It's just people's interpretation of the Bible that they make Jesus a server, bro.
Oh yeah, no, 100%. But like, most people, I'm just saying, most of Christianity now says that everybody was white in the Bible.
Well, we know that's not true, though. That's just like that's literal whitewashing, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we've whitewashed history. But whatever.
Mike, I don't know where you can... You got a foothold on any of this?
I grew up in Iowa, which is a very open society, very open culture.
Open carry.
Mm-hmm. I was raised to believe that everyone in the Bible was an Eskimo. And that's kind of whitewashing, but we looked at it differently. Secondly, as for Spanish Stonehenge, Stonehenge, I think they're all great, but I just think that maybe, you know, people 3,000 years ago were really bored, and they were good with stars and the moon. And they did a really good job of making a giant calendar out of stones. But I don't know if it took them to another planet. I wish it could. I wish it would. But I don't know if it could.
Yeah, I want to yes and that.
We need that. Need that right now. We need to leave. We all can't get on, rocket and take off. So we need a way out of here.
I think like the stars were the Cheers television show of
right.
Format. Like we all love Cheers.
I've seen six seasons of it.
We love watching Cheers.
I remember when Cassiopeia was way over there next.
So they looked at the stars and then they built shit. But, you know, whatever. Thanks for listening, everybody. Remember, go to our Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Mike, what is your, you're promoting that show, but then there was something else.
Carport Comedy Jam on Instagram or Holmes Jokes on Instagram.
Hey, thanks for being here. We're going to continue the conversation. You want to stick around?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me. I'll be here.
All right, so go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We're going to continue this conversation about who knows what. We get all the rules are off. It's going to be fun. We're going to jam. We're going to tell some jokes. I might whip out my guitar. I know three chords, so it could be pretty, pretty interesting. Thanks for listening. Oh, great. We can, And then Willie's going to sing. He's going to break out his... We talked about this on the previous bonus. He's going to make up some melodies. Thanks for listening. And remember that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.